This is the first quarter 2013 issue of the Reading Matters newsletter, a publication of the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, which is a program of the Washington State Library and the Office of the Secretary of State. David Junius is your editor and reader. Message from the director. Greetings, Watauble patrons, friends, and family. I hope you enjoyed receiving a print copy of Reading Matters in the mail last quarter. I believe there was great value in the effort to reach people where they live and reconnect with those not using the Internet. I received good feedback, such as calls asking for our brochures and materials to share in the community, and people touching base about their service after many years. The newsletter will be mailed in print in June and December and available electronically all four quarters of the year on our website. If you prefer not to receive a print copy, contact the library and let us know. I have great news on the staffing front. We hired library patron Shannon Curry as our new Reader's Advisor. We are delighted to have Shannon join the Watauble team, and I'm sure you'll enjoy working with her and the many skills and talents she brings to the library. Of course, we will still have our skilled and talented Alan Benson, so when you call or email, you'll be in great hands no matter who helps you. Many of you may have already heard that the United States Postal Service will likely be eliminating Saturday delivery beginning this August. Since we aren't open during the weekends, this will not impact our outgoing mail. It may impact when you receive your books, however. If you know you are running low on books or are aware of some specific titles you would like, giving us a call earlier in the week can help books get to you on a Thursday or Friday. Of course, we have no control over the processing and delivery, but we certainly want to do all we can to keep you reading. Our new Secretary of State, Kim Wyman, is in office and is very supportive of Watauble, our mission, our goals, and of course, our patrons. We are excited for a new chapter and the good things ahead. Enjoy this issue of Reading Matters and be sure to contact us so you can keep reading the way you want, when you want. Danielle. It's Time to Return State Library to Capitol Campus by Secretary of State Kim Wyman. During my campaign for Secretary of State last year, I toured the Washington State Library at the south end of Tumwater and the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library in Seattle. While I already knew of WSL's many historical, rare, and valuable collections that reflect Washington's history, it's another thing to actually see these collections that are unique to the library, just like witnessing the unique and critical services that Watauble provides. Two of my top priorities as Secretary of State are to preserve the State Library and revive the Washington State Heritage Center project, which was approved by the legislature in 2007 but suspended a few years ago before groundbreaking began due to a state budget crisis. Our office will continue to work together with Washington's library community to restore full general fund support for the State Library, including Watauble. The Heritage Center would house the State Library, State Archives, historical exhibits, an educational center, and other features. I'm asking legislators to give the green light to proceed with this project, which would bring the State Library back onto campus after a decade's exile in Tumwater. Watauble would remain in Seattle, but the Heritage Center would offer many resources available to Watauble patrons. The improving economy and budget situations are signs that it's now time for the Heritage Center project to resume. It would be the one place on the Capitol campus that actually showcases Washington's past. Imagine how fun and thrilling it would be for visiting students to get off a school bus and walk into the Heritage Center and experience our state's history in ways that go beyond a book or lecture. I'm a big fan of the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. When I visited Watauble for the first time last summer, I was amazed. The logistics of its operations are so similar to a county elections shop, just with books rather than ballots. I was very impressed with the staff's professionalism and expertise and their passion for serving their patrons. Watauble's mission is to connect people who would otherwise have difficulty with access to books, information, and resources. It is important work that the entire staff is committed to doing well every day. I'm proud and honored that the State Library and Watauble are valuable, important parts of the Office of Secretary of State. Take the Library of Congress Survey. The Library of Congress National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, is conducting a survey to understand how to better serve the needs of readers of talking books in Braille and why some people don't use NLS. Take the survey now to let your opinions be heard and help us better serve you. To take the survey online or to learn more about it, go to www.libraryofcongresssurvey.com, and Library of Congress Survey is all one word, LibraryofCongressSurvey. Or you can call 866-545-1618 to schedule a time to take the survey over the phone. You do not have to be a current NLS reader to take the survey. The 25-minute survey is designed to learn more about your experiences with talking books in Braille, what types of library materials and services you are looking for, and what NLS can do to get you interested in the free Library of Congress Talking Book in Braille program. If you aren't currently using NLS, let us know what services you want and how we can add you to our list of NLS readers. If you are a current NLS reader, let us know what we are doing well, where we can improve, and what new services you would like NLS to offer. Your answers to the survey questions will be kept confidential. Take the survey now and share it widely to help Library of Congress NLS and Wattable better serve all readers who are using talking books and Braille. Meet new Wattable Reader's Advisor, Shannon Curry. My name is Shannon Curry, and I'm delighted to be serving as the new Reader's Advisor at Wattable. Ever since I was a child, I've enjoyed a love affair with the written word. There were never enough books around to suit me, and my teachers couldn't order them fast enough to satisfy my insatiable appetites. I read avidly and was always up for something new and interesting. Not much has changed since those days. There still aren't enough books to satisfy me, and I'm always adding more books to my ever-growing to-be-read list. I love all types of books, from lighthearted romances to gruesome horror to nonfiction. I'm a Midwesterner who is far from her roots. I grew up in Lawrence, Kansas, and graduated from the University of Kansas with a degree in social work. Before taking this job, I have been an actress, an assistive technology trainer, and an advocate for victims of domestic violence. I moved to Washington in January of this year after visiting a friend and being overwhelmed by the outgoing friendliness of the people I met here. I love my new home here, and I'm excited to get to know everyone I'll have a chance to work with. Tech Updates by Yura Jawalski. The Braille and audiobook download site, otherwise known as Bard, B-A-R-D, is growing by leaps and bounds. In November 2012, Web Braille and a large collection of music and foreign language audiobooks were added to Bard, which will be their permanent online home. With the addition of these books to the existing audiobooks and magazines, there are more than 44,000 books available for download. What is Bard, you ask? Bard is the national site available for free to all of our patrons to download audio and Braille books and magazines. To sign up, you fill out an application at bard.loc.gov, that's bard.loc.gov, for an individual or institutional, schools, retirement communities, hospitals, etc., account, using your email address and the patron or institution's address. If you aren't a computer user, we are happy to provide instructions to a friend, teacher, caregiver, or family member. After you find a book you want, you download it to your computer and then move it, after unzipping the file, to your flash drive, sometimes called a thumb drive. The flash drive will then plug into the digital player that we provide you so you can play your book. After downloading the file, the book is yours, and access to the file will never expire. Don't have a flash drive or want something sturdier like the cartridges we send you in the mail? You can purchase the cartridges from several companies, and then you can download books onto your own cartridge. The following companies provide cartridges and the cable at various prices: American Printing House for the Blind, Incorporated, APH, phone number 800-223-1839, and that's a toll-free customer service number in the U.S. and Canada, and their website address is www.aph.org. Howell Mobility Products, phone number 248-548-1788. Their website address, www.howellmobility, that's howellmobility.com. National Federation of the Blind, phone number 410-659-9314. extension 2216. Website address www.nfb.org. Perkins Products, phone number 617-972-7308. Website address www.perkinsproducts, that's perkinsproducts.org. Twin Ports Low Vision Center of the Duluth Lighthouse for the Blind. Phone number, toll-free, 800-422-0833. Website, www.lighthousefortheblind-duluth. That's LIGHTHOUSEFORTHEBLIND-DULUTH.LVstore. Vistas Braille Institute, phone number 323-663-1111, extension 1245. Website address www.brailleinstitute, that's BRAILLEINSTITUTE.ORG. Want something more portable than the digital player that we provide for free? There are many commercial players that play our audiobooks and audiobooks for many commercial companies. After purchasing one, you can register it on your Bard account so you can fill it with downloaded books. The following is a list of commercially available audiobook players by company. American Printing House for the Blind, APH. Products, BookPort Plus, Braille Plus Mobile Manager, BookPort DT. Contact information, www.aph.org or 800-223-1839. HIMS products, BookSense, BookSense DS, BookSense XT, Sense Note Takers, includes Braille Sense and Voice Sense. Contact information, www.hims-inc.com or 800-520-4467. Humanware products, Victor Reader Stratus, Apex, Braille Note, Voice Note, Victor Reader Stream, and Victor Reader Stream New Generation. Contact information, www.humanware, that's humanware.com, or 800-722-3393. Independent Living products, Milestone 212, Milestone 312. Contact information, www.independentliving, that's independentliving.com, and 800-537-2118. Level Star product, Level Star Icon. Contact information, www.levelstar, that's levelstar.com, and 800-315-2305. PlexTalk products, PlexTalk PTN2 and PlexTalk Pocket PTP1. Contact information, www.plextalk, that's PlexTalk.com, and 310-693-7600. If you have any questions about any of the above products or need assistance or help downloading your first web braille or digital audiobooks, give us a call at 206-615-0400 or 800-542-0866. There are several staff members who can help walk you through the process over the phone. If you live close by to the library in Seattle, you can also make an appointment to come in and use our computer lab or bring your personal laptop for instruction. Family members and friends who are helping patrons are welcome too. New from the audiobook production service by Teresa Connolly. DBW 08446, Stories for Boys by Greg Martin. This quirky, heart-wrenching memoir looks at family secrets, truth and reconciliation, acceptance and forgiveness. As Martin struggles to come to terms with revelations of his father's homosexuality following an attempted suicide, he relates humorous stories about parenting two young boys mixed with memories of his own happy childhood with the father he thought he knew. Some Strong Language and Descriptions of Sex, narrated by Barry Foy, 2012. This 2013 Seattle Reads book selection is available on cartridge and for download from the Wattable website at http://www.wtbbl.org/login.aspx. The Low Vision Book Group will meet at the Central Library in Seattle on May 14th to discuss the book. There will also be a series of other Seattle Reads events the first week of May. The link for the Seattle Reads webpage is at http://www.spl.org/audiences/adults/Seattle-Reads. DBW-08408, Plume, by Kathleen Flanagan. The Washington State Poet Laureate 2012-2014 writes about her personal experience and of the history of the people and work at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. Despite strong assurances to the community that they were safe, the byproducts of the creation of plutonium at Hanford poisoned the surrounding land, plants, fish, and other animals and the people who worked and lived nearby. Narrated by Melissa Tyler, 2012. We had the privilege of having Kathleen Flanagan come speak at Wattable, and she has visited many libraries in the state. You can download an interview with her from the Literary News Collection on our website at http://www.wtbbl.org/errsaudio_all.aspx. If you are not able to download but would like to hear the interview on cartridge, contact Teresa Connolly at 800-542-0866 or email her at teresa.connolly, teresa.connolly, at sos.wa.gov. Kathleen Flanagan also has a blog where she features poetry by Washington State poets at http://kathleenflanagan, that's kathleenflanagan.com/blog, B-L-O-G. DBW-08400, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Ugly Truth, number 5 in the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series, by Jeff Kinney. Greg Heffley has always been in a hurry to grow up, but now that he really is getting older, life is getting harder. Suddenly he finds himself dealing with the pressure of boy-girl parties and a lot of other awkward changes that come with getting older. Can he do it without his best friend Rowley at his side? Grades 5 through 8, narrated by Eric Schwab, 2010. We have the first 5 books of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series available, and will soon complete the 6th. There are descriptions of Greg Heffley's drawings in all of them. It is difficult to know how best to include the pictures, so we need your opinion. With The Ugly Truth, we tried something new. The text is read by one person, and the picture descriptions are read by another. If you listen to the books, please let me know if you like this way of doing things. I really want to know. You can call me at 800-542-0866 or email at teresaconnolly@sos.wa.gov. New locally produced Braille books by Ed Godfrey. The following new Braille books are now available for circulation and have been posted to the Wattable site for downloading. Thanks to all of the volunteer Braille transcribers and proofreading teams who participated in the production of these titles. Adult Fiction, BRW-1318, Folly, by Laurie King. After the deaths of her husband and daughter, Ray Newborn, a celebrated artist, moves to the remote and uninhabited island of Folly in San Juan County, Washington. There, she begins rebuilding a house and rebuilding her life. She finds herself struggling with sadness, loneliness, panic, and paranoia that she is being watched. 7 volumes, 2001. BRW-1341, Raven Stole the Moon, by Garth Stein. An upscale Seattle lifestyle lost meaning for Jenna Rosen when her young son drowned in Alaska. On the second anniversary of his death, she impulsively takes a ferry to Wrangell, where she grew up and which is not far from the drowning site. Once there, Jenna often feels menaced. Her husband Robert arrives in Wrangell after he learns from a private investigator that she is living with a young fisherman. Only when a shaman risks his life to save Jenna and to help put their son's soul to rest are the Rosens able to resolve their grief. 8 volumes, 2010. BRW-1369, Border Songs, by Jim Lynch. 6'8" and severely dyslexic, Brandon Vanderkool has always had an unusual perspective which comes in handy once his father pushes him off their dairy farm and into the Border Patrol. Some Sex and Violence, 2010 Washington State Book Award winner for fiction, 6 volumes, 2009. Adult Nonfiction, BRW-1357, Sonic Boom, The History of Northwest Rock, From Louie Louie to Smells Like Teen Spirit, by Peter Blecka. In this exploration of the Pacific Northwest's garage rock traditions, Peter Blecka, Seattle's rock and roll archaeologist, weaves together the untold tales behind the rise of the region's early dance halls, recording studios, record labels, radio stations, 1950s rockabilly, R&B, and doo-wop groups. Reveals how the local Seattle music scene produced such disparate talents as The Ventures, The Sonics, Jimi Hendrix, Heart, Robert Cray, Queensryche, Sir Mix-a-Lot, and Nirvana. 6 volumes, 2009. BRW-1377, Lillian Walker, Washington State Civil Rights Pioneer, A Biography and Oral History, by John C. Hughes. Lillian Walker moved from Illinois to Bremerton in 1940. She soon became a driving force for civil rights and active in local civic groups, including the NAACP. 4 volumes, 2010. BRW-1378, The Inimitable Adele Ferguson, Bremerton's Legendary Columnist, A Biography and Oral History, by John C. Hughes. Adele Ferguson was known as an outspoken and respected political columnist for the Bremerton Sun. She knew the major figures in Washington state government from the 1960s through 2010 and had strong opinions about all of them. Includes some of her memorable newspaper columns and her recipe for fruitcake. 4 volumes, 2011. BRW-1379, Nancy Evans, First Rate First Lady, A Biography and Oral History, by John C. Hughes. Nancy Evans' husband, Dan, served as Washington's governor from 1965 to 1977 and as a U.S. senator from 1983 to 1989. During her years as First Lady of Washington, Nancy Evans saved the governor's mansion. The book also describes her longtime involvement with civic causes. 5 volumes, 2010. BRW-1330, Booth Who, A Biography of Booth Gardner, by John C. Hughes. Booth Gardner served in local and state politics in Washington state. He served as Washington's governor from 1985 to 1993. The book also covers his campaigning for a death with dignity law after he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. 6 volumes, 2010. BRW-1408, Plume, by Kathleen Flanagan. Washington State Poet Laureate, 2012-2014, writes about her personal experience and of the history of the people and work at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. Despite strong assurances to the community that they were safe, the byproducts of the creation of plutonium at Hanford poisoned the surrounding land, plants, fish, other animals, and the people who lived and worked nearby. 1 volume, 2012. Youth Services Librarian Picks, by Mandy Gonson. Immerse yourself into a new world and make new friends or visit old ones by reading a series this spring. Reading a series and rereading favorite books helps younger children master a story's plot and structure, as well as reinforce vocabulary development. For older children, reading a series can make reading a fun and enjoyable experience because they can delve deeper into the lives and adventures of characters and explore the richness of the story and plot. Here are the firsts in new and old favorite series for children and teens. More authors and titles are available by contacting Mandy Gonson, Youth Services Librarian, at Mandy, M-A-N-D-Y, dot Gonson, G-O-N-N-S-E-N, at sos.wa.gov. For younger readers, BR-16029, Nufflebunny, A Cautionary Tale by Mo Willems. A trip to the laundromat becomes a momentous occasion when Trixie, too young to speak words, realizes that her favorite stuffed animal is missing and struggles to explain the problem to her father. Print Braille for preschool through grade 2, Caldecott Honor Book, 2004. DB25640, Read Aloud Rhymes for the Very Young by Jack Prelutsky, a collection of over 200 delightful poems for children. Includes rhymes about waking up, going to bed, hide and seek, animals, holidays, birthdays, fairies, and nearly every other conceivable topic of interest to the very young. For preschool through grade 2, related title BR8879 for Laughing Out Loud, Poems to Tickle Your Funny Bone by Jack Prelutsky. DB74499, A Treasury of Curious George, Colección de Oro Jorge el Curioso by Margaret Ray, a collection of 8 tales about a mischievous but lovable monkey named George. Includes Curious George Takes a Train, 2002, Curious George Visits a Toy Store, 2002, Curious George and the Dump Truck, 1999, Curious George and the Birthday Surprise, 2003, Curious George Goes Camping, 1999, Curious George Goes to a Costume Party, 2001, Curious George Visits the Library, 2003, and Curious George in the Big City, 2001. For grades kindergarten through third grade and older readers, English, Spanish language, 2011. Related title, BR12910, The Complete Adventures of Curious George by Margaret Ray. DB67749, Alvin Ho, Allergic to Girls, School, and Other Scary Things by Lenore Look. Alvin Ho loves superheroes, but he is afraid of almost everything and has never spoken a word in school. What he really wants is to have friends this year in the second grade. For grades 2 through 4, 2008. DB74219, Anna Hibiscus by Antinuk. 4 stories featuring young Anna Hibiscus and her adventures in Africa. In one, Anna's mom, dad, and baby brothers double in trouble, go to an island on vacation. After they arrive, they realize it is more fun to travel with their extended family. For grades 2 through 4, 2007. BR16482, DB61553, and large print LP 21962. The Penderwicks, A Summer Tale of 4 Sisters, 2 Rabbits, and a Very Interesting Boy. Number 1 in the Penderwicks series by Jean Birdsall. The widowed father takes his 4 daughters, ages 4 through 12, and the family dog on a 3-week vacation at a Berkshire mountain estate cottage. The girls make friends with the owner's son, much to his snobbish mother's dismay. For grades 4 through 7, National Book Award, 2005. BRW1121, DBW7791, and large print LP 23252. Gregor the Overlander, number 1 in the Underland Chronicle series by Suzanne Collins. When 11-year-old Gregor and his 2-year-old sister are pulled into a strange underground world, they trigger an epic battle involving men, bats, cockroaches, and spiders, while on a quest foretold by ancient prophecy. Sasquatch Award and Young Reader's Choice Award nominee for grades 4 through 7, 2005. For older readers, DBW8007, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Greg Heffley's Journal, number 1 in the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series by Jeff Kinney. Greg's mom is making him keep a journal, not a diary, where he records the trials of being an undersized middle schooler among enormous guys who need to shave twice a day. He struggles to survive and to maintain his friendship with Rowley, who is becoming more popular. For grades 5 through 8, 2007. DB25315 and BR07742, A Wizard of Earthsea, number one in the Earthsea series by Ursula Le Guin. An intricate fantasy about Sparrowhawk, a talented but arrogant student of wizardry. On arrival's dare, Sparrowhawk summons up a shadowy evil spirit who threatens both the boy's life and the entire world of Earthsea. For grades 6 through 9, 1968. DB72392, The Maze Runner, number one in the Maze Runner series, by James Dashner. A teenage boy wakes up in an elevator remembering nothing but his name, Thomas. He soon meets a group of boys who welcome him to the Glade and the unsolved puzzle of the maze. The next day, a girl arrives with an unexpected message. Some violence, grades 6 through 9, 2009. DBW8392, Cinder, number one in the Lunar Chronicles series by Marissa Meyer. As a plague ravages the overcrowded Earth, Cinder, a gifted mechanic and cyborg, becomes involved with handsome Prince Kai and must uncover secrets about her past in order to protect the world in this futuristic take on the Cinderella story. For senior high and older readers, 2012. DB70627, Heist Society, number one in the Heist Society series by Ali Carter. Katerina Bishop leaves her family's notorious thieving business for a normal teenage life at a boarding school. But when her father is suspected of stealing from a mobster, Kat plans a dangerous heist to save him from retribution. For senior high readers, 2010. DB61639 and LP, large print, 23158, Uglies, number one in the Uglies series by Scott Westerfeld. Tally, at age 16, is required to undergo a surgical procedure that would turn her into a beauty. But Tally's new friend, Shay, refuses the operation and runs away. The authorities insist that unless Tally finds Shay, she can't become beautiful. For senior high readers, 2005. Celebrate Summer 2013 by Reading with Wetabal. Mark your calendars for our 8-week by-mail program that offers summer reading charts, book suggestions, and fun activities in alternative formats designed for children and teens with visual impairments and physical or reading disabilities. All children in preschool through grade 6 are invited to participate in the Dig Into Reading program. All teens grades 7 through 12 are invited to participate in the Beneath the Surface program. Registration starts April 15th. Registration forms will be mailed and will be available on www.wtbbl.org. Kickoff event at Wetabal in June. Date and time to be determined. Visit wetabal.org in April for more details. Program runs mid-June through mid-August. For more details, contact Mandy Gonson, Youth Services Librarian, at mandy@sos.wa.gov or at 206-615-1253. Adult Services Librarian Picks by Herrick Heitman. Here are a few books recently issued by the National Library Service that have Pacific Northwest settings. Audio, Adult Fiction. DB72102, Burning Up by Susan Anderson. MTV video star Macy O'James temporarily returns to her hometown in Sugarville, Washington, to help her family run their boarding house. New fire chief Gabe Donovan and Macy are attracted to each other, but Macy's high school reputation stands in their way. Strong language and explicit descriptions of sex, 2010. DB72083, The Crying Tree by Nassim Raqqa. When Irene's 15-year-old son Shep is murdered in the family home, she vows to watch his killer Daniel, also a teenager, die. After her failed suicide attempt a decade later, Irene begins a correspondence with Daniel that continues until he is 38 years old and scheduled for execution. Strong language, 2009. Audio, Adult Nonfiction. DB71389. The Last of His Kind, The Life and Adventures of Bradford Washburn, America's Boldest Mountaineer by David Roberts. A biography of Harvard-educated mountaineer and photographer Bradford Washburn, lived 1910 to 2007, chronicles his ascents of Alaska's major mountains and additional feats. Also describes his co-leadership of the two American expeditions to the Karakoram mountain range on the Pakistan-China border to climb K2, 2009. DB72102, The Alaska Native Reader, History, Culture, Politics by Maria Shah Tla Williams. Essays selected by Alaska Native Scholar examine indigenous worldviews, arts, and cultural traditions. In Memories of My Trap Line, a man describes accompanying his grandfather on a dog sled to check their hunting areas. Includes pieces on European and American colonization, languages, and poetry. 2009. Volunteer Spotlight, John Ogliori. My name is John Ogliori. My father was born in Valguinaria Caropepe in Sicily. Our name's original spelling was Oglioloro, but was changed when the family emigrated to the United States in 1914. I record the Tuesday Seattle Times to be aired at noon and 6 p.m. on Watauble's Evergreen Radio Reading Service. I'm also narrating my sixth book, Love in the Driest Season, by Neely Tucker. You can also hear me on Ichiro by Narumi Kamatsu, Sources of the River by Jack Nisbet, and Boomtown Boy by Jack DeYoung, among others. I started volunteering for Watauble in December 2006 after I retired. My late father-in-law was a longtime user of the library due to macular degeneration. I was born and raised in Seattle and have degrees in business administration from Central Washington University and the University of Puget Sound. I was in the Army from 1968 to 1971, stationed primarily in Germany, and worked for the Bureau of Customs from 1971 to 2006. For almost 20 years, I was also fortunate to be a track and field coach primarily at Inglemore High School in Kenmore. I was a runner from 1977 until my last race in 2009 when I retired due to bad knees. I've been married to my wife Judy for 44 years. We have two sons, Michael and Ryan, a 3-year-old grandson, Jackson, and a newborn granddaughter, Caitlin. We also have a Labradoodle puppy named Archie that takes up a lot of our time. He walks us 5 to 7 miles a day. I'm also a volunteer tour guide at the Pike Place Market, but I really love volunteering at the Watauble and consider it a privilege to be able to do so. The staff is so helpful and friendly here and makes volunteering a real pleasure. Endowment Gifts Fund Youth Services Librarian by Carlene Jackson. Watauble Youth Services Librarian Mandy Gonson has been at work for several months now, reaching out to families with children who are unable to read standard print, working with teachers and librarians to let them know the resources that Watauble provides for children and young adults, and energizing the summer reading program, among many other tasks. We are thrilled to have her as a member of the Watauble team. What you may not know is how the Youth Services Librarian position is funded. It is funded through the foresight of many donors over the years who have contributed through their gifts and bequests to the Watauble Endowment held by the Seattle Foundation on our behalf. With the significant growth of that endowment over the past few years, now at about $2.2 million, the interest income received by Watauble each year from the endowment is sufficient to fund the part-time Youth Services Librarian position. The Board of Trustees that oversees fundraising for Watauble and distributes funds from those contributions agree that the best way to reinvest the endowment's earnings is in reaching out to young people to offer services that they need to be successful in school and to enjoy reading. We know already that the program has been a success. We recently heard from a mom with a dyslexic child who told us her child is once again able to enjoy reading. Reading from a printed book was so frustrating and difficult, but with audiobooks, the joy of reading is back. Growing our endowment is one way we can grow our programs. Please consider making a gift by will or other means to the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library Endowment at the Seattle Foundation or our new endowment at the Inland Northwest Community Foundation in Spokane. For more information about how you can do that, contact me, Carlene Jackson, at Carlene, that's Carleen.Jackson, Jackson, at sos.wa.gov, or call me at 360-902-4126. This is the end of the recording.